Your work week is over. Kick back and get the latest on the Colts and the NFL. This is The Last Word, the off-season home of the Colts, with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to The Last Word right here on 93.5, 107.5, The Fan. We are brought to you by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. Download the app today. You can make every moment count. My name is Gorman, joined week in and week out by the voice of the Colts, the best in the business, Matt Taylor. Matey, how are we?
I am fantastic, Jeffrey. Happy Friday night. Excited for a good weekend. How are you?
I love it, man. Got great weather going on, and glad that the Colts got done with their minicamp, because we are talking a lot of minicamp today, and I'm happy that they're done with it, with the scorchers that are coming in next week. Matey, we're hitting the triple digit mark or what?
Yeah, next week, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's like 98, 98, 99, 97, somewhere in that neighborhood. So summer's here, whether you like it or not, in central Indiana. The humidity's up, the heat is up, and you just got to get used to it. Start hydrating now and start watering that lawn, because it's starting to get smoking next week.
Or cut off some old jeans and head down to Holiday World with a cooler. I mean, you got a lot of good stuff going on down there in Santa Claus, Matey.
Or there's that, absolutely.
Okay, coming up on tonight's show, like I said, we're going to talk about the Colts minicamp that has concluded, getting ready for. The next time you'll see him will be at training camp up at Grand Park. We're going to talk about this offseason workout program, discuss Darius Leonard's back injury. We're also going to hear from E.J. Speed. He's a busy man if Darius Leonard is out. And E.J. Speed, fourth-year guy, running with the first-team defense this whole offseason. The minicamp, we saw some new faces, including Stephon Gilmore, including Matt Ryan. And do their thing. What did you think through this whole thing? What was the first thing you take away when you watched this gathering over 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, I learned a ton. Incredibly beneficial to be out there watching practice this week during the mini camp. First, we learned Matt Ryan's the real deal. He is as advertised in every way, on the field, off the field, you know, commanding the huddle, the accuracy, ball placement, you know, leading the offense, helping galvanize the team, holding his teammates accountable in a healthy way. So that's first and foremost. Secondary, you know, we learned that Julian Blackman is a freak when it comes to athleticism and rehab. He's out there not even 9 months removed from his Achilles injury. He's going full speed in 7-on-7. He's out there with the starting defense. He's still making plays. You wouldn't even know that he's had a major injury in the last year. And, of course, he's trending towards being a full go in training camp, which is absolutely remarkable. Outside of that, on offense, you've got Alec Pierce. He intermixed more with the first-team offense at receiver some this week.
What did you like about the young man from Cincy?
You can really see him. He's a smart player. He's instinctive. He runs really smooth routes. He doesn't look like a rookie out there. So I think the ceiling's pretty high for him. Expectation-wise, you know, coming in his rookie season, first year with the Colts. Also at wide receiver, Desmond Patman was running some with the first-team offense. A lot of nice catches in traffic. He made some nice snags in the red zone this week. And of course, he's battling for one of those wide receiver spots on the back end of the roster with guys like Mike Strawn, among others. Nyheim Hines, Jeffrey, did some positional work this week with the wide receivers, and that translated to, you know, on the field, some big catches. He made one of the highlight catches of the week. I think it was on Wednesday, over the shoulder grab from Matt Ryan in the end zone on a double move. Made that on veteran Brandon Faison, and just looked like a natural in terms of playing wide receiver, which I think, of course, the Colts will experiment with him, you know, doing that more this upcoming season.
In the slot, are you talking, Matey?
Yeah, I think, you know, a variety of different ways, to be honest with you. Sometimes it was more split out, sometimes it was in the slot. He's a guy that I think can routinely get you 50 scrimmage yards per game, you know, between the running game and the passing game as a receiver. And that's going to be a different dynamic for the Colts coming up next season, of course. And then on defense, Isaiah Rodgers continues to just make play after play after play from his cornerback spot, Jeffrey. Speed, quickness, ball skills, they're all just really sharp. And he's squarely in the mix to be that third corner for the Colts, along with Kenny Moore and Stephon Gilmore when they play in those sub packages. So it was a really, like I said, a beneficial week to be out there watching new faces and to see how guys are starting to kind of tweak their roles with this team coming up for next season.
We're going to see at Grand Park, a healthy Colts defense is a salty defense. But let's hear from Frank Reich on what the Colts got out of OTAs and the minicamp this offseason.
It's unreal. I mean, I forgot how much you love this, how much you need this. We got so much done. It's amazing that you know, you can play a season without doing this. So many details are covered. You have a chance to, you know, when we're talking about those apps and developing a program, work out bugs and kinks, you know, before you get into camp. So especially, you know, new defensive system, new quarterback, have a chance to get through different iterations of things was very helpful.
Coach Reich fired up. Got a lot of new faces out there, young talent out there, everybody meshing together. But Matt, more importantly, Matt Ryan. I mean, Matt Ryan, that's a guy that when he comes into the quarterback position in the NFL, we've always talked about it. They're the CEOs. They come in, and this veteran has come in, and people are talking about him, not just in the Colts camp, but everywhere around the NFL about the leadership and whatnot, and that, what he brings in, and his precise throws. Mate, give me what you think about a guy that spent his whole career in Atlanta and now coming up here and automatically taking over this football team.
Yeah, I mean, you can expect a very typical Matt Ryan season because that's just how impressed I've been with him in, what, 2.5, 3 months since he signed with the Colts in late March. He's going to be very accurate. The ball's going to come out fast. He's been working with the young receivers on this team trying to accelerate their growth, but also at the same time trying to master this offense for himself, which, again, he's only, you know, seeing for the first time dating back to March. I think the Colts are going to involve a lot of players on this offense. 6 to 7 guys are going to catch a pass every game. That's a Frank Reich offensive staple. But hopefully you're going to see Matt Ryan benefit from the elite aspects of this team around him, right? I mean, Jonathan Taylor won the rushing title last year. The last time Matt Ryan had a back with half of that total that Jonathan Taylor had last year, over 1,800 yards, you have to go back to 2016. That year, Matt Ryan won MVP and went to the Super Bowl. Give him an elite running game. Give him an elite defense. You know, I think he's only played on two Falcons teams that had a defense ranked in the top half of the league. And this Colts defense, like you said earlier, Jeffrey, is destined to be a top 10 or better unit. So give him a good running game. Give him an elite defense. Take, not that he can't shoulder the responsibility of this offense, but hopefully those things will take, you know, the onus off of him where he doesn't have to throw it 40 times per game for the Colts to have success. Just go out there, be a leader, be efficient, be accurate, which he has proven to be through 14 years in the NFL. And Matt Ryan should be destined for another prototypical Matt Ryan season where he's over 4,000 yards passing and, you know, about 25 touchdowns.
New leader in town, and his name is Matt Ryan. Here he is on getting in sync and in rhythm with these young wide receivers.
I definitely think it starts now. You know, there's so much that goes into just kind of understanding guys' body language, how they move, you know, what their catch radius is, you know, how they track balls in the air. And just, you know, them getting a feel for how my ball comes in and timing. And I think all those things are really important. And, you know, I think we've made good strides. I think, you know, from a passing standpoint, I do think you get a lot of good work in the pass game this time of the year, which is nice. And so I do think we've come a long way in from where we were, you know, first time, you know, throwing with each other to where we are right now. It's a lot better.
Rave reviews everywhere. Plus, I'm hearing from guys in the locker room that he can thread it through a cracked window, Mate. He's precise on the throws.
No doubt.
Okay, talk about the rest of the defense with me. Talk about the rest of the offense. Alec Pierce, who we mentioned earlier, I think Nick Cross is one of the guys that I'm going to throw in this arena. And what I'm talking about the arena is who's going to make the big jump next season. I'm going right with a rookie, a young guy like Nick Cross that can play across the board and special teams as far as that goes. And from the safety position, he's a large man. I think he makes a big jump, Mate. Give me something early. Who do you like?
I like those guys. You know, I think you're right. The expectation for those guys as rookies is going to be there. The Colts need those guys to contribute in order to have success for next season. I don't think there's any question about that. But the guys for me that I think, based on what I've seen, that I think are in store for a big jump next season, I'll give you a couple. Obvious choice is Nyheim Hines. We already talked about that. I mean, it's not lip service. When Frank Reich says that you should draft Hines on your fantasy team, it's not lip service when Chris Ballard at the Combine calls Hines one of their top three playmakers on offense. You know, again, based on what we've seen so far this offseason, he's destined to touch the ball a lot in both the run game and the passing game. Another guy is Isaiah Rodgers. We kind of already talked about him. He's going to go from that guy that can kind of step in when need be to, you know, a big-time contributor and a mainstay on defense. But the big one for me on defense is Kwity Paye. The addition of Yannick Ngakoue on the right side of that defensive line, that's going to take pressure off of Paye to beat a team's top tackle. And he admitted this week that he's better on the left side of the defensive line because he thinks he has more power and burst from that side with his dominant right hand. So because Yannick Ngakoue is on the right side of the defensive line, you got DeForest Buckner in the middle. That means that Kwity Paye can now feast on some of the lesser tackles in terms of the opposition on a weekly basis. He had four sacks last season. Jeffrey, I think he could double that and maybe even go for greater heights because he's in a new scheme and he's got playmakers around him that are going to take the pressure off of him to produce. You know, like last year as a rookie, there was a lot thrown on his plate, and he certainly came into his own later in the season. But I think having an offseason to kind of pick up where he left off, get better, hone his craft, and because he has playmakers around him, I think he's in store for a big jump heading into next season.
Let's go. The benchmark is always double-digit sacks. Kwity Paye is on his way. Another young man that's going to have to show and has shown is EJ Speed. Of course, with Darius Leonard having the back procedure done on Tuesday of this week to repair an injury that has nagged him all throughout this offseason, Darius is likely to miss part of training camp, Maytay, but we're not expecting him to miss any regular season games, all right? It wasn't thought to be serious at first. It lingered around. I guess it was hard for the Colts to gauge the severity of the injury, considering that he hasn't been participating in these OTAs due to that stinking ankle that is still, giving him problems from last year. The Colts front office has said that Leonard does not need another procedure on the ankle. Maytay, concerned, where are we at here with Darius Leonard? I love that when the veterans come in and show up with their teammates in these OTAs, these off-season things, and how important they are. Obviously, with Darius not on the field, he's loud and proud in the locker room with his teammates as well. But are you concerned with Darius Leonard? And what's the backup program? Because we are going to talk about EJ Speed and what he means to this Colts defense, especially if Darius Leonard can't go at some point next season.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not ideal, especially because of the intangibles that you said, that he brings the defense, the energy, the leadership, the juice, quote-unquote, that he adds to the defense. And he, like most players, are learning the Gus Bradley defense for the first time. And you just want to get as much time on task with that as possible, as much as you can going into the season. But Darius Leonard is Darius Leonard. He doesn't necessarily need the preseason to show the type of player that he is. You know, he's sort of in that same bucket as a guy like T.Y. Hilton in the past, or a Reggie Wayne, or a Peyton Manning, or a Matt Ryan. The biggest goal is to get him healthy by Houston for mid-September, week one of the regular season. The goal should be no back problems, no ankle problems by week one, so that those things don't linger all season like his ankle did last season that prohibited him from being the full version of himself, you know, athletically and mentally, that he admitted he struggled with last season because of just how taxing it was to deal with that injury all of last year. So if Darius Leonard is healthy by week one, I think you'll take that over getting him a full training portion, if you will, in the preseason up at Graham Park in Westfield in the month of August.
Absolutely. Darius Leonard be back regular season. We're happy. It's going to take what it takes to get him back on the field. And the key word there is linger, that nagging ankle injury. Mm-hmm. That's the one that I'm not concerned about, but that's the one I want to be taken care of, because these elite athletes, they make their money. They make their hay with those ankles, those knees, those feet and stuff. And I don't like these little knick-knack injuries that are keep surfacing and stuff on these elite athletes when it comes to feet, ankle, knee, et cetera. But the key word, linger, and I wanted to sing, do you have to let it linger? And that's what we got with Darius Leonard, Maytay. EJ Speed, I wanted to sing that song
that?
At some
who
point.
Was, who was
These
that?
Are Cranberries. Do you have to let it linger? No? You don't remember that one?
No, I mean, last week we went out with Michelle Branch. I don't know if you noticed that at the end of the show. So I might
I did.
I don't know if I have time to pull that out, but I'll do
that. No, listen, you know what we'll do? We'll have JMV play it on a show on Saturday night. Do you have to let it linger? Okay, EJ Speed will be coming up on the show. We're going to talk about the young linebacker who is in a contract year and what this season looks like. Don't forget, Colts fans, you can register for the 10th annual Indianapolis Colts 5K Run and Walk, presented by Indiana University Health, sponsored in part by WTTV, TV, CBS, and Meijer. They are now open for registration. All in-person events will take place, watch this, Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday, August 27th. You can finish at the 50-yard line at the stadium. You're going to have a big celebration when you finish. We're also going to receive a T-shirt, a medal, a ticket to the Colts' home preseason game versus Tampa Bay that evening. More info and to register, it's easy. Log on to Colts5K.com. When we come back, we're going to hear from Colts linebacker E.J. Speed, who's getting a ton of first-team reps this offseason with the absence of the Maniac. His mindset is this season has already started, and we're going to discuss his role next year and playing in this new Gus Bradley defense. This is The Last Word, 93.5, 107.5 The Fan. We're back with more right after this.
Can't get enough football? You're in the right place. This is the off-season radio home of the Indianapolis Colts. The Last Word with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor from the Power Home Solar Radio Studio.
We're back here with The Last Word, brought to you by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. Don't forget that. Download the app today. You can make every moment more. Also, don't forget to download the weekly official Colts podcast featuring the latest news, analysis, insight, and interviews regarding your Colts. This week, we talked about what the offense has looked like so far this offseason and if the Colts have a kicking battle heading into training camp. All eyes are on that. Check that out right now on Colts.com. The Colts mobile app and the Colts audio network. Anywhere you download your podcast, Matt Taylor, voice of the Colts, joins me. And Maytay, EJ Speed is heading into his fourth season with the Colts. I can't believe that. It's a contract year. All right, he's been getting a ton of run with the first-team defense because Darius Leonard is watching these OTAs right now. Maytay, you went one-on-one with him this week, all right? You asked him about how this offseason program went and this new defense. Give me something before we hear from the linebacker.
Yeah, you're going to hear the mindset. I mean, a guy that loves playing on defense, he loves playing on special teams, and you teased it in the segment before. He's treating this time of year as if it is the season. The season for him has already started. And I think for a lot of guys on this team, you know, the sense of urgency and, you know, let's go nature has already kicked in, considering what happened last year at the end of the season, missing the playoffs in disappointing fashion. And the fact that you start the season with, you know, five of your first seven games are AFC South games. The urgency is there. The fire is there. And in a lot of guys' minds, the season has already started. And we're still 5 or 6 weeks away from training camp.
He's so similar. Similar, in my opinion, to Darius Leonard and what it is. Don't forget, Tarleton State, EJ Speed, voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor, with the linebacker.
I think we got better. Of course, we got a new defense with Gus being in. I think, you know, he harps on coming out of breaks. I think we improved in coming out of breaks and making plays on the ball. You know, we got Matt Ryan in. He's been making some great decisions. I love playing against him because it kind of gives me like a it sets the bar for me because he's a veteran quarterback. He's been playing at a high level for a long time.
Right.
So just to be able to practice against him and kind of like pick his mind like in the training room and stuff like that, it's been a blessing for me. Helping my growth for sure.
When you play against a quarterback like Matt Ryan, can you see visibly he knows? I mean, he understands the game. He can sense those checks and audibles. There's nothing too much that he hasn't seen in terms of defenses and things that can trip him up after 14 years.
Yeah, definitely. We've been having a base coverage, and he's been making great decisions in it, and has been forcing us to move our feet and jump certain routes. Then, like, you know, taking routes behind us. But like towards the end, I'm kind of getting a grasp on it. I made some plays on the ball this week, and it's been a great. I think OTA's helped me a lot. So yeah,
no doubt about that. That's EJ Speed with us. What do you think of Gus Bradley? What do you make of this new defensive scheme, and how has it changed in terms of subtle nuances, what you're asked to do from your linebacker position?
First and foremost, Bradley and Smith, which is my position, which is my position coach in DC, it's the accountability. Just every day, you know, we erase the last day, whether it's good or bad. We erase it and we go on to the next day, and we got a saying called keep it tight. We just keep everything tight around us and focus on getting 1% better. And as long as we keep that up and we keep harping on that, we'll be a top defense just like we've been for the last few years.
Foundationally speaking, are you where you need to be right now with this new defense, sort of laying the groundwork here in the offseason program?
It's always room for improvement. I mean, 1% better. But I believe that I definitely created a base that I can, like, like grow off of, and with the opportunities given to me this season with the base that I created in OTAs, I'm highly confident in my ability.
Now, again, now that we're towards the end of the program in June, how much faster are you playing? How much more quicker are you anticipating things in this defense now compared to, like, let's say back in April?
Like I said, this past week I made a lot of plays on the ball, jumping routes and everything like that. So I think we made great strides. I mean, it's just all kudos to the team, to the defense, and just to everybody, the training room staff, just keeping us in shape throughout this time that we're here. I think everybody has been all in, and I think this year we're looking to do bigger and better things.
That's EJ Speed with us. You're getting a ton of run, like you said, this offseason. Darius Leonard is out. How much has that, just in terms of just getting the reps and being physically out there running with the first team defense, how much do you think is that accelerating your growth and understanding the nuances of the defense here?
We've been in this position before, last season when Darius was out during camp. I got a lot of reps and everything like that, and it transferred into the season. So, of course, we all looking for Darius to come back and be Darius Leonard how he has been. But having much time he needs to get ready, I'm sure I can hold it down when he's here and even when he's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No question about that. Have you talked to Darius? How's he doing?
Oh, yeah. I talk to Darius every day. So, yeah. He's good. He's going into his rehabilitation after his surgery. He's good in spirit. I mean, you know him. He never makes excuses when it comes to things. So when he come back, I'm sure he'll be at a high level when we all play and go win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's pick up there because, again, last year you stepped in on Christmas. At the last minute, Darius Leonard lands on the COVID list. You come in on short notice, and you played awesome. 9 tackles. You had a pass defense in that game. You played all the snaps, 100% of the snaps on that Christmas evening game. How much did that game specifically grow your confidence and you know, boost what you feel about yourself as a player?
I think it was something that we all knew I was capable of. It was just when the opportunity presents itself, can you show it?
Right.
And I think that's what the organization was looking at that game as. That's what my teammates was looking at that game as, my family, and even myself. It was just me living up to the potential that I am. So I think that game got a chance to prove it, but of course it's just one game. You have to do it a full season at this level and at this in the NFL. You got to play for a full season to call yourself that guy. So at this point, I'm just ready to be in that position to where I can play a full season as a starter and show that, you know, I got Pro Bowl capabilities and I can be a star in the league. Mm-hmm. And I was drafted here for a reason, you know what I mean?
EJ Speed with us, Colts linebacker. How do you think you've grown as a player from year one to year four? You seem much more vocal, much more comfortable now, you know, being more of a leader, a guy that is more vocal within this defense.
I would say it's a big contribution to my teammates, my position group, my coaches that I've had, and just the organization, my family, and then my mental mindset as a person and as a man. I've grown in different areas in football. I've grown as a man in life, you know what I mean? So I think just with my mental mindset, I always think that it's room for growth. So when you go into any situation, knowing that you have to grow within the situation, I think you'll become better. And I'm a hard worker, so that plays a part too. I'm a hard worker. I got a lot of heart. So I think over these years, that's what I kind of stood on. I stood on that foundation and that ground.
Have you had a chance to realize just how far you've come? You know, a guy that was drafted on day 3, Division II guy at the time at Tarleton State, and now, again, you're a mainstay on defense, mainstay on special teams. You've more than carved out a niche and a role here with the Colts in the NFL.
Definitely. I mean, I've took time to reflect, and every time that I sit back and reflect, I come to think of, like, everything that I've did within my last 3 years of playing for the Colts is the past. We got a new agenda coming up. Like I said, we got a new team. We got a new defensive coordinator. So now I got to focus more around that. I can't focus on anything that I've done in the past if I want to be the person that I say I want to be and that everyone is expecting me to be. So, yeah, the reflection is great, but I think now that the season is so close and that we're kind of in the midst of it, is getting ready to go win a Super Bowl, that I really I don't care anything about the last 3 years. I just want to focus on this year 4.
So mindset-wise, I mean, you said something there that stood out a little bit. Some people would say, oh, man, football is still so far away. We're still 3 months away from the start of the regular season. We've got, you know, the entire summer here before training camp. But mindset-wise, you think the season starts now?
Yeah, we're in the season as we speak right now. I'm sure all other 32 teams feel the same way, that they're in the season. So I think we'll be putting ourselves at a disadvantage to not feel like that we're in
right.
the season. I think we're in the season as soon as the last snap of the last season for that team, whether you make the playoffs or not, starts. The way you eat, the way you take care of your body,
sure.
the gains that you make mentally and stuff like that in the offseason, getting whether you need therapy mm-hmm. or kicking the stigma and stuff like that, you have to get your mind and your body mentally ready for the next season. So with us having 5 weeks into account,
mm-hmm.
it's on.
Seems like a long time,
yeah,
but it's not.
It's on. You win games in the offseason.
Yeah.
So right now we're winning our first game right now. We're winning all 16 actually. So. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like you guys already have that edge, that sense of urgency going into this upcoming season, considering, again, after what happened last year, missing the playoffs, and also knowing, I mean, you're not blind to the fact that looking at the schedule, you know, you're front loaded with all those AFC South games. Does that play into it as well?
Definitely. We're professionals, and to be a professional in this league, you got to win.
Yeah.
So you can't call yourself a great team, or you can't call yourself a great player if you're not winning. Winning separates.
Sure.
People can say who they are or what they plan to be. Okay, let's see. Do you win? That's what pay the bills. Winning pays bills in this league. So, and I think in this locker room, when we look around, we got a lot of competitive guys that want to win. I mean, if you spent the day in our locker room, you'll see how competitive it is. How the players talk to each other, like we want to compete in every aspect. Like you want to be the alpha. Like, you know what I mean? So, I think as a team, we can become that in this league, just because of the guys that was drafted and the guys that's in the locker room and the mentality that our head coach has and the organization.
That's EJ Speed, Colts linebacker, with his final couple of things. How about this one for you? Two special teams touchdowns last season. You became the first player with multiple punt block return touchdowns in a single season since Ed Reed in 2003. He did that with the Ravens. Take me back. Do you remember those plays? I mean, something that I will never know, 99.9% of most people in society will never know. How much adrenaline is pumping through your veins when you score a special teams touchdown in the NFL?
I always dreamed of scoring my first touchdown in the NFL in general. You know, I play offense kind of my whole life.
Sure.
So,
you know, quarterback.
Touchdowns came this is every game thing. Okay, we're going to go out there and get a touchdown. It's like having a tackle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So, like, when you switch to defense, you like, man, you look up.
How am I going to get that?
Touchdown.
How am I going to get in the blue paint?
Yeah,
here?
So you gotta work for it. So I think when I first can walk you through when I first picked up the ball, and I wasn't going to be denied at that point. So I got into the end zone, and all I could think about was, you know, all the things. And Zaire actually blocked it.
Yeah, so that's against the Jaguars.
Yeah, so
Zaire Franklin
blocked it. And in my mental mindset going to the sideline, I was like, man, everything that we went through as a linebacking core, like with Coach Flus and Coach Gons, all the three dog nights and all the excruciating individuals that we did, mm-hmm. we overcame to where those individuals became easier. You know what I mean? So we had already fought obstacles, and it was just like, I think it just felt like we cooked up a big pot of food, and we was just, and it was
it's
hard
time to
work,
feast.
And we feasted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I remember going to Zaire and I hugged him, and it was that was something special to share, even with Bubba, because mm-hmm. Bubba always preached to us, you know, that we can change the game on special teams, and you know the way that Bubba coached, you want to change the game not only for him but for the unit, because we look at that, they treat that unit like an offensive unit or a defensive unit, so it's very important. So when we got to make that play in that game, plus that's a divisional game,
mm-hmm.
so when we got to make that play in that game. It was special. Definitely. It's something I never forget.
Well, you talk about not being denied. What, you stiff-armed like two guys, right?
One. It would have been two if somebody
it
else
seemed like five.
Up. It could have been five, too.
In a couple of years, it'll be five as you retell the story.
Yeah, stiff-arm is elite.
Well, that's when your former running back and quarterback days in college and high school
mm-hmm.
came back. It's like riding a bike as far as that goes. What's better, blocking a punt or scoring a touchdown off a block punt?
I've done
what's
both,
a more satisfying? That's why I asked.
In Tennessee, I blocked a punt, and TJ
Carey against Tennessee, yeah.
So I would definitely say the touchdown. I would definitely say the touchdown because the crowd gets up and goes crazy. It's an unexpected touchdown.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, snap, we got to get up.
And then you win awards.
A little delay in the audience, but you know, it was good. You know,
AFC Special Teams Player of the mm-hmm. Week the following week. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to let you go. What does the rest of your summer look like? How difficult is it to balance as you said, the season is basically here. Mm-hmm. How do you balance getting some R&R, time with friends and family, but also staying, you know, ready mentally and physically?
I think I handled that already. It's time for me to go get ready for the season. Mm-hmm. I got 5 weeks to, you know, make a mark going into my fourth year in the NFL. And, you know, no opportunity is taken for granted. So when I get back this within these 5 weeks, I'm going to do everything possible to get ready for the season and be prepared for the guys. And let's go on a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, you can see it in your eyes.
Definitely.
I love it. The motivation right there with EJ Speed, Colts linebacker. EJ, always enjoyable to talk to you, man. Really appreciate the time and have a great summer.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great job, Mate. Love EJ Speed. What a nice young man. He's active in the community as well. Quiet, but I tell you what, demonic when it comes to his play on defense and special teams. And Pi has a knack for finding the end zone when it comes to special teams in his career. Mate, am I right?
He does. No, he's been a part of 3 punt block plays, and he scored on 2 of them since the 2020 season. He had 2, as we heard in that interview, 2 punt block return touchdowns in the 2021 season. First player to do that since Ed Reed back in 2003. He's a special guy, and he's one of the more athletically gifted players on this Colts roster. And that's saying something because they've got a lot of studs, but a guy that was, you know, a running back, a quarterback, a wide receiver in high school and college. And the Colts found a home for him on defense, and he's one of their mainstays on special teams. And like you said, big year for him going into a contract year, so he knows it's big for the team, and he knows it's big for himself to you know, solidify his future in the NFL.
And you, if you can play in this league, Gus Bradley's going to find reps for you. EJ Speed, keep your eye on him this year, Colts fan. After a quick timeout, we're going to give you the Forum Credit Union question of the week regarding Matt Ryan's career completion percentage. This just in, it's pretty high. We're also going to open up the NFL grab bag. We're going to discuss why Lucas Oil Stadium continues to rank among the best NFL venues. And also, we're going to talk about Aaron Donald and getting paid, the big defensive tackle, now getting that quarterback money. I'm Jeffrey Gorman. We're joined by Matt Taylor, voice of the Colts. This is The Last Word, 93.5-107.5 The Fan.
This is your weekly fix on Colts football. The Last Word with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor.
Back to The Last Word, 93.5-107.5 The Fan. I'm Jeffrey Gorman, joined by the voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor. Love that. What a, love what I'm hearing. I don't know who sang it, though, but...
You got to praise me like you should.
Fatboy Slim. Just looked it up. I cheated. Fatboy Slim sang that song. Brings me back. Good pull, Mate. Good pull.
One hit wonder.
All our rejoiners and outs will be one hit wonders. Look,
I do
for that.
Like that. Wow. I do like that. Wow. For sure.
Thrilling.
I was listening to some Black Crowes yesterday. About texted you. Some good stuff. Some
really?
Deep cuts. Yeah. It was Soul Singing by the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah. Got me soul singing. Got me soul singing. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. All right. Now, another time for a music show. Mate, I got single game tickets for Colts fans for the 2022 home games. They're on sale right now. Don't miss out on regular season matchups. Listen to this. Chiefs, Steelers, Chargers, Eagles, and the Commanders. You can get your tickets. Head to Colts.com/tickets or Ticketmaster.com. Maytay, let's have a little fun with this Forum Credit Union question of the week.
Yes, sir.
We got a heck of a quarterback in number 2, Matt Ryan, here. Now, his career completion percentage number is 65.5%. It ties him with Kurt Warner, by the way, Hall of Famer, for 9th in NFL history. Of the 8 players ahead of him on that list, 6 of them are still active. Wow, great quarterback play going on currently in NFL history, okay? So all I'm talking about is there's 6 of them ahead on that list with Matt Ryan's 65.5 career percentage number of completions. Mate, just give me some numbers of who's got a higher percentage than that. By the way, 6 of the 8 playing in the NFL currently.
Wow, so we're in like the golden age of NFL
quarterbacks right here. We're seeing great play.
So there's 6 of them still active. Okay, I'll go Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, not in the list. No, sir.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, not in the list.
Really?
Are you kidding me? I mean, listen, this is stuff. This is, elite quarterbacks we're talking about, and they're not on this list.
Derek Carr.
Okay, here we go. You ready, Maytay?
No.
Not active players. How about this? Recently retired. Maybe playing again. Got out of the TV booth really, really quick.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is one of them. Not active at 67.7. Chad Pennington, not active. Obviously done with football.
Chad Pennington is in the top eight?
66%. Coach, I'm telling you, people always knock this guy, but Jet fans, they love their Pennington back in the day.
Chad Pennington is in the top eight all-time in NFL history in completion percentage.
How about that? Watch this. Gets better than this.
Teddy
Bridgewater, 66.5%. Wow. He gets in. Obviously, he hasn't thrown as many passes as the other guys, but it's still there. Patrick Mahomes, 66.1%. Kirk Cousins and Kyler Murray, they're tied up at 66.9%. I'll say that again. Cousins and Murray, both at 66.9% completion rate. They're tied, and those guys, like you said, are currently playing quarterback in the NFL. We talked about Drew Brees. Teddy Bridgewater found his way on the list. Dak Prescott at 66.6% completion. Dallas Cowboys, whether you love him or hate him, the guy's a good quarterback.
He's
and
accurate.
Finally, yeah, very accurate. And finally, Deshaun Watson massaged his way onto the list at 67.8% completion percentage. That's our Forum Credit Union question of the week. What it means is this: Matt Ryan's going to complete a lot of passes this year, okay? So get ready, Colts fans.
I botched that question. There's a lot of marquee quarterbacks still playing that aren't on that list, which goes to show you that the quarterbacks that are on that list are, like I said, it's the golden age of quarterbacks. I would have lost a ton of money had you told me Chad Pennington.
I know, top eight
all time in
completion. Coach, I wouldn't have put Teddy Bridgewater on there.
Like I said,
not as many passes as these other cats, but Teddy Bridgewater at 66.5%. It's tough. Tough to play that position. There's 32 starting quarterbacks in the world, man. Toughest, one of the toughest gigs around. So, hey, yeah. Hats off to you, the Teddy Bridgewaters and Chad Penningtons of the world. Colts fans, don't forget you can visit the Forum Credit Union fan forum section at Colts.com to interact with other fans online, post a topic, participate in the discussion. Questions regarding your Colts Forum Credit Union, helping members live out their financial dreams. Maytay, it's the weekend. It's a scorcher next week. So let's roll. Let's open up this NFL grab bag.
The NFL never sleeps. This is the NFL grab bag on The Last Word.
This NFL grab bag brought to you by our friends at Meijer, official supercenter of your Indianapolis Colts, a proud sponsor of hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Okay, here we go again. Let's give a standing ovation for Lucas Oil Stadium, Maytay. All right, according to BetSports, a crowdsourced sports betting social media platform, Lucas Oil Stadium has ranked 19th. Of the best pro sports venue in America. That puts it, Maytay, watch this, in the top 2% of all American pro sports stadiums, venues, arenas. The rankings were determined by averaging reviews from Google, Facebook, TripAdvisor, and Yelp. Lambeau Field finished at the top of the list, shocker. Just two other NFL stadiums ranked above Lucas Oil. And I'll tell you what, that's an honor in itself. Only two other NFL stadiums above Lucas Oil were in front of it on this one. Lumen Field, home of the Seattle Seahawks, obviously with the 12th man up there. And Heinz Field, where the Pittsburgh Steelers play, which is a nasty place to go into and try to win a football game. Maytay, hats off. Lucas Oil Stadium, well done.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better. New video boards are going in this offseason, so they're going to be bigger and brighter and clearer. You know, the suite levels are going to be a little bit. They're going to get a little bit of a makeover. The sight lines in the stadium, Jeffrey, are awesome. You try not to take them for granted when you go to a Colts game. There's not a bad seat in the joint. It can host football. It does Final Fours. It does major concerts and conventions. And the best part about it is, it's squarely downtown. You can walk to bars, restaurants, hotels, right out the front door. You don't have to get in a cab. You don't have to drive out to a suburb like all these other NFL venues. Everything you need for your stadium experience is right downtown, and that's what makes it great for the fans.
Hey, giving a lot of love to Lucas Oil. We got a good thing down there, and we got a good football team that's going to be playing some games in it. So hats off to Lucas Oil Stadium, one of the best in the business. Aaron Donald. won it all, has the ring, talked about retiring for a little bit, didn't, you know what I'm saying? That kind of got Stan Kroenke and the LA Rams noticed, you know, their eyebrows went up a little bit. No, don't retire. But anyway, he just got paid, Maytain. I mean, quarterback money paid. He is returning to those LA Rams, and he's the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. They reworked the deal to give him a $40 million raise over the last 3 years of his existing contract, making him the first non-quarterback to eclipse $30 million per season. Aaron Donald is one of the three defensive players since the 1970 merger to earn a Pro Bowl selection in each of their first eight NFL seasons. That's incredible. Alongside these guys, Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas. Maytay, is any non-quarterback worth that kind of money?
And it's interesting because it boils down to, can you throw the ball effectively? And can you get after the quarterback? Can you disrupt the game? And I think Aaron Donald is one of the best disruptors in the game. And you can win a game like we saw in the Super Bowl. Ja'Marr Chase was open on that last play of the game from the Cincinnati Bengals. But it was Donald who got after Joe Burrow, who didn't have time to make the play from the quarterback position. I mean, Donald's got 98 sacks in eight seasons, Jeffrey. And he's a defensive tackle. Let me repeat that. 98 sacks in eight seasons as a defensive tackle. I'd rather pay a guy like Aaron Donald for what he does at his position over some of these wide receivers who are making close to $30 million a year now. So, you know, if you're going to pay a non-quarterback that kind of money, give me a guy that gets after the quarterback. If you're asking me to pick, I'm going to pick Aaron Donald on defense over some of these wide receivers on offense.
Hey, easy like that. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I got a late afternoon phone call the day he signed his deal. It was from Colts owner Jim Mersay to say, hey, do you want to join me in a foursome? Some guy dropped out. So I go out to play golf with the big man. And my first question is, what'd you think of the Aaron Donald deal? And as an owner in the NFL, he said, wow, what a bargain. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. He said, wow, they got a bargain. Wow. I mean, that's, you know, that's from an NFL owner out there talking about a defensive tackle. That's what he brings to a defense. Yeah. Well done, Aaron Donald. One last off-football note, Matt. I will put it up on social media at some point, but I just wanted the Colts fans to know that, I landed about a 30-pound striper the other day.
Yes, you did.
Big old fish.
It looked like a shark, man.
I finally, like I said, I'm going to post it to social media soon, but I landed a big 30-pound striped bass. And it was an amazing fight. It was fun. I mean, it was just, the whole thing was incredible. And I do have pictures to prove it, Maytay, because I like to talk to you about my fishing and golf adventures in the offseason. Well, there's no bigger than catching a 30-pound, almost 40-inch striped bass, Maytay.
How long do you think it would take you to teach me how to fish?
Oh, gosh, man, I'm not a scientist. It's not that hard, bro. I mean, it's like, two things. If you're at a creek or you're at a pond, you got to bait your own hook. If you go out on one of these charters to catch a big fish and stuff, these guys will bait the hook for you. So that's what I think you're going to go for, Maytay. Next time you want to fish, rent a boat with a crew on it.
All right, well, I'm just going to go with you. I'm just going to ride your coattails. That'll make it even easier on me, I think.
I love it. All right. Thanks for letting me gloat a little bit about the big lunker.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was fun. So, all right, great stuff happening. We got a lot of offseason in front of us, though, Maytay. The OTAs are over. We're not going to hear from the Colts until they break training camp, or open up training camp, rather, in late July. So, a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to think about, a lot of stuff to guess about. That's coming up in the next couple of months here, because we are without some football, but it never ends here in the NFL. 365, 24/7. Maytay, you're around to swap some football stories this offseason with me, or what?
I'll be there every step of the way, my friend. You got it.
Great man. Best in the business. Matt Taylor, voice of the Colts. My name is Gore, man. Coming up next here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan, ESPN Radio with Spain and Fitz. We'll talk to you next week.